Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting a company update here from Enduro Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ENDR, and on the OTC markets under the symbol SIOCF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Cole Evans. Now, Cole, following up on a news release that came out this morning, the title says Enduro Drilling intersects a little over 17 grams per ton gold, 26 grams per ton silver, and 1.18% copper over 2.72 meters. Also says evidence mounting for a large-scale gold system, referencing a 139-meter result of 0.82 grams per ton gold equivalent. Now, these drill results, they are from the Newmont Lake property. It's the company's flagship project in the Golden Triangle. These drill results are along this McClymont Fault. I want to start off with that comment in the title, evidence mounting for a large-scale gold system. Give us more color here as to why you're coming out with such a, I guess, optimistic comment on this project.
Absolutely, Corey. Well, first off, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. I believe it or not, quite reserved in even making that statement that we did, and it was we did for very good reason. So, what you need to get from this is two things. One, we're continuing to hit high grade near surface. Excellent. The second part is the type of high grade near surface that we're hitting, it has to come from something. It needs, I won't get into the geological terminology and things of what, but it's secondary. It needs an ultimate source. And that's where I'm very excited, I guess, is trying to look for a better word to put it, but that's really what it is. Because we have multiple layers of data now and early results indicating that, yeah, the large-scale gold system. Well, what is that? What makes the Golden Triangle the Golden Triangle? It's these elephant copper gold porphyry deposits that are all around us. And that's what we believe that we're starting to get into here.
Okay. Now, just to recap too, these drill results, it was a total of 4 holes that were released. 17 holes in total were drilled last year. These are the initial 4 holes. All 4 of these holes intersected shallow gold mineralization. 3 of these holes had long intervals with this lower grade mineralization. Referring to figure 1 here, I want you to break down what this figure is telling you about that project. To your point, you're seeing some close to surface higher grade mineralization, but I also see a bunch of these arrows that say open to the east, to that depth, and even it looks like to the west. So give us some more color on this figure, please.
Absolutely. So looking at figure 1 specifically, it's that same thing. So you can see it's the silver strike length of nearly 400 meters at this point. Because there's actually what would be hidden behind where we've quoted all the numbers, more high grade over there, of consistent high grade gold. Our best stuff, we emphasize that, our best stuff that we've put out thus far is where you see that sign, 8.85 meters of an 31 grams gold, or it's about a 4-story building of an ounce of gold, if you want to put it in other terms, is the stuff right to the northeast that is completely open. What you're seeing in what when we're talking about these longer, lower grade, bulk tonnage like intervals is what's developing underneath. So you'll see there below, I put second horizon developing, and it's this lower grade gold developing through. And we'll look at that in figure 3. We're getting the indications that, hey, we believe we're on top of a large gold system. That is the ultimate source of the high grade that we're getting near surface and that skarn and intrusion-related epithermal gold mineralization.
All right, so Cole, talking big picture then, taking currently, what is the size of this mineralization that you guys have seen through your drilling and some of the historic work, and potentially how big could this be in your eyes?
To be quite frank, Corey, we don't know. When it comes to, you know, I'd refer your listeners to figure 3 of our press release, kind of tying the two together. To me, that figure 3's got the important bits of, and I'll break it down for those that might not be might not understand the technical aspects of it. If you look at figure 3, and this is why I say we don't know, you can see we plotted all the traces that we could, you know, of our drilling, of the historic data, everything we can, which this stuff's back from the 1980s. Like, it's really patchy. There's lots of good results in it. We've avoided actually even touching that kind of stuff because our first goal was to figure out, okay, well, how much high grade gold do we realistically have? And we need to know that, you know, back of the hand calculation in 3 months' time. So that's why we've been drilling how we've been drilling. And it's been showing that, hey, it's consistent and it's open. In fact, the best stuff, as I mentioned before, that we've been drilling doesn't even pop up in the big copper gold anomaly. It's relatively dead from the surface expression. So we have no idea from the high grade. From the bulk tonnage side, we also really have no idea what the extent could be, because when you look at this here, the strongest surface geochemistry is adjacent a couple hundred meters to where the drilling has been. That hasn't been tested. Furthermore, when we talk about porphyry systems, a very critical thing to understand with that is the vertical extent, right? I won't give specific examples, but you can look around at whether it be in the Golden Triangle or anywhere else, the companies that are building these big deposits, which is ultimately, it's important to keep in mind, when we talk about the majors, that's what they're looking for. Yes, high-grade near-surface gold will remain our focus, along with doing other things, because it has value to everybody. But when you're talking about the big companies, like look at Newcrest coming in, the Newmonts, the Techs, what are they looking for? They're looking for the porphyries, because that's where from that size, that's what builds those companies. The geophysics in this map underneath, that's a slice down to 500 meters. That conductor goes down a kilometer in depth. We don't know beyond that. Like, we don't have the information that goes further than that. And critically, what is it right beside? I'm going to try and cut out all the technical jargon, but it's along this fault, which I've mentioned this before. You can look at, you know, any of the big gold camps in the world. You're going to see a lot of common elements. Big structures are one of them. McClymont Fault's over 20 kilometers long. We're talking about an area that's, you know, half a kilometer to a kilometer. That's all we've explored thus far. But you have this Texas Creek intrusion. You hear the name Texas Creek in the Golden Triangle. And that's really important. Why? It's a very specific rock. That's all you got to get from it that formed all of these deposits we talk about, like KSM, Iron Cap, Treaty Creek, Bruce Jack, Premier, Snip, you know, the list goes on. That's exactly what we have right beside our now strongest copper gold anomaly on the property, which has the geophysics indicating a conductor down a kilometer below it. And we have all this high-grade gold mineralization right on surface. And as we're getting through it, we're starting to get into that bulk tonnage looking gold. But we are, when you think about the theoretical vertical extent of these, of a big porphyry system, we're not even touching the top 10% from a depth perspective. We haven't put those big holes in yet because it just simply hasn't been explored. It hasn't been done. That's where we're moving towards.
Okay. So I guess in summary, the drilling has occurred, let's say, a little bit to the north of this big resistivity that you guys have found, but that's down at 500 meters. A lot of the drilling has been a lot shallower than 500 meters. Plus, it looks like you need to drill a little bit further to the south. Is that the attack strategy this year then? Putting in some deeper holes, showing this bulk tonnage with that, I guess, high-grade kicker on top, and also drilling down to the south to hit this resistivity anomaly?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it's, you know, we won't have our full plans out until all of our data comes out, you know, and you can see in this press release, this is obviously our first four holes. We know the story. There's been delays through 2020, so we're just rolling information out as soon as we can get it ready. Hence, you see the order in this press release. But once we have all of the information, cause keep in mind, we drilled 17 holes in this area. We did a few more elsewhere that we're also going to be coming out with news about. We're going to have news coming out about Cuba. We're going to have news coming out about Chachi. Still before we get into the spring. So we want all that news to be out, and then we'll be coming forward with what the exact plans are for 2021, because there's a lot of things on this property considered. But I can tell you at least right now that, yes, we're going to be remaining focused for, as I always say, on the near surface, high grade gold, building out the size of what we're seeing already when we talk about what's open, that 9 meters of an ounce. And then, yes, starting to look at, you know, if that bigger system does persist as we're starting to see near surface and it keeps going with depth, I mean, ultimately, that's what's going to have the most value for our company, for our shareholders.
So what about the cash in the bank, Vint? I understand that you're still waiting on this data, these other drill results to get back, but when the time comes to get drills on the ground, will you guys be ready? Do you have the cash to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're in a strong financial point. We don't need to finance. Our audited financials came out a couple weeks ago. And so people can refer in there with our cash balances that sits then. I think we're just slightly over $6 million. Based on those statements, we're expecting, I'm going to give conservative numbers, about $1 million refundable tax credit from the BC government from work. That's just from 2019. And then we'll be making our METSI tax claim for 2020 as well on top of that. So you're looking in the seven figures of money and refundable tax credits that we're going to be having coming back to us as well. So it'll just further strengthen our cash position. And we'll be fully funded to do what we need to do in 2021. And I truly believe with the information, particularly that Climont, Burgundy, Chachi, that's coming together, this is going to be, I think 2021 will be the breakout year for Enduro Metals.
All right, Cole, final comment. I do have to ask you, because I've already gotten a couple emails today from listeners asking, what's the deal with the sell-off today in the shares? I realize the stock had been bouncing over the last couple weeks, but everything you're saying sounds like this is all good news and these are all good drill results, but the stock is down, 15% today as we're recording this.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know what? I think part of it is, Corey, is this, and I was expecting it somewhat with this press release, is one that when you're making that transition from, okay, we're talking about our high grade gold, which is still, you know, good and great, as good as it's ever been, and then transitioning to the story of, well, it's harder for, I think, for people to understand the bulk tonnage view, you know, the porphyry systems, right? From the technical side, it seemed like, oh, confusing things like that. So I think there's, with this news, and it's also a matter of, because it's just happening, you know, these are the first bit of results. I think people will really understand it as they start to see more results coming through, the story further or continue to come together. And ultimately, the big drill holes, you know, the 1,000-meter drill holes that will need to go into this to test this will be the potential proof in the pudding, so to speak, for the statements that we're making right now. Yeah. So, but overall, you know, what do we want for this company? It's for that long-term growth. And, you know, you and I were just chatting about it before, but I'm like, okay, I've been the CEO of this company for about a year, almost, yeah, 13 months. Unfortunately, within the first few weeks, we went into a COVID lockdown. So we've been a COVID company ever since, and had a lot of stuff to clean up. You know, massive balance sheet to clean up, $3.4 million, and then it had $160,000 in the bank. Of course, we're in the exact opposite situation now. And, you know, if you bought your stock this time last year, and even with the sell-off today, okay, well, you made 70% on your money. And that's what we want to continue to do, and that people can, they're investing with us. You know, I don't have the 1 week, 2 week, you know, 2 hour kind of outlook that some people have. We're here to build a significant gold and copper resources, which will therefore then build a significant company around us. And that's what we remain focused on. And daily fluctuations for me are, I don't want to say irrelevant, but they're just that, daily fluctuations.
Hey, Fair enough. I just had a couple emails come in all fairness, I am a shareholder of the company, and these do seem like encouraging results. So I realize you still have a lot of results to get back from last year's program, and then it's looking ahead to the work that's going to be done this year, and it sounds like you're excited. So I'm going to continue following along, and hey, hopefully the rest of the drill results keep on showing you, well, what you're seeing right now in the first batch of results. Cole, I appreciate your time. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Cole, thanks for your time. We'll chat again on the back of some more news.
My pleasure, Corey. Thank you.